46% of the people in Florida today say that they cannot make ends meet at the end of the month. They're working, many of them harder than ever, and can't pull down a wage where they can take care of themselves and their families, right? I know what it was like to watch my mother and my father trade between which bills they could pay before something got cut off, praying to God without a way forward that next week something might show up that will allow them to pay enough on the lights so that they wouldn't get cut off. That experience informs my politics.
I'm fighting for things like when Congress has this slush fund for sexual harassment settlements, I blow the whistle on that stuff. So I'm not always the most popular guy in D.C., but I did have support from someone in Washington. If you walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, he lives in the White House with the pillars in front of it.
On behalf of all of you and on behalf of all of the people of the state of Florida, we accept this nomination and look forward to November 6th, when I am elected the next governor of the great state of Florida. God bless you. Let's bring it home.